The Chumash Mois B'Chol Yusai speaks about Klai Yisrael going to Golus. It's in a certain sense, it's the archetype of Klai Yisrael in Golus. Klai Yisrael's history would be Golus, and a lot of the Nekudas and Inyanim of that Golus is Nogea to all the Golus and afterwards, and understanding what the essence of Golus is, etc. The first point, the name, Bechal, in other words, Ve'ela Shmois Bnei Yisrael Boim Mitzrayimah, and that's what it's called. It's called Pasha Shmois. These are the names of the people that went down. It's a very, very strange way to start the Pasha. These are the names of the Shvat that went down. Really, we had already said it before. It wasn't really very Nogea now. It would be a few hundred years afterwards, and they would have all these events. And the parasha starts with Shmei Yisrael. It starts with listing them and the Boya Mitzrayimah. Chazal over here, Darsh, well, it's two things. First of all, what was the Mahus of the Golus of Mitzrayim? What was the Iker Aveira and so on? So, you know, where was Mitzrayim the antithesis of Klai Yisrael? So there are two different directions in Chazal. It seemed to be very distinct. Mitzrayim is called Ervas Haaretz. It's called, it says, we saw in Rashi before, Shtufei Zima, that they are called Bali Zima. Znus. Mitzrayim was also, it says, Psar Charmorim, Psarim, Zirmasusim, Zirmasam. Mitzrayim is considered to be a makom of Arayis. Yosef's Michshol was Arayis, his Nisoyan. So one angle of Mitzrayim is that it's a makom Zima, and that was Kilu, I guess that would be the Nisoyan. Yosef was connected Ketusha and so on. Yosef was Mitzrayim and so remained pure. The Nisoyan that's alluded to is Arias specifically. On the other hand, we'd expect if the sheirish of all mitzvahs is emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on, we would have expected the nisoyan to be avodah zara, something like in Bavel. There was later on, there was the first nisoyan was avodah zara in Bavel. One would expect the same thing to be in Klai Yisrael. If that's the ikka. And the Rambam, when he speaks in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that's the way he describes it. The Rambam says that the inyan of Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taught from the Avos to the Banim, and Ad She'orchu Hayom Yisrael Mitzrayim V'chozu L'ilmod Maseim V'lavoid K'chom K'moisam. When they went into Mitzrayim, they started sinking into Avodah Zarah, except for Shevet Levi. Ukimat kot hoyo ika shashosel Avram neka. It took very little for Avram Avinu's it was a hairbreadth away from Avram Avinu's ikar v'muna to being neka. And then it says moilu lavachev levavodas kichavim. So lemaisa, the Rambam makes it very clear that Avodah Zarah was the central nekuda. You find it also in Chazal. Chazal say, "Alo lo avodah zara, alo lo avodah zara." They took pesel micha with them. Chazal allude much more to the inyan of avodah zara. So you seem to have two, and then in the psukim, Paro makes himself with avodah zara, but there's no clear. The psukim, there's not that clear allusion to avodah zara as much as in Chazal. So you have Arayas is, I guess, more mefurish in the pasuk. And the Irach Gisa, the Inyan of Avodah Zarah, is what the Chazal say. They're both very big Inyanim, but one would expect that the start would be with Avodah Zarah rather than with Arayis. Avodah Zarah is the centerpiece. Everything stems from the fact that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on and so forth. The second Inyan you have here is that you have a focus on Yichus, that it says Ve'elo Shmos Bnei Yisrael, and we list the names. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the beginning of the era, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he takes a break in the middle, and he says, and by the way, this is the yichus of everybody. The Eilu Rosh Beis Avoisim and Lissol the yichus. The whole idea that they held on to the sense of Shvatim is strange. Mela, let's say, if they would have gone right away to Eretz Yisrael, so each one has a different chelik of Eretz Yisrael. They live geographically someplace else. Each one has a different milas. Zvulun is in business, and Yisachar is learning, and Yehuda is the leadership. So the distinctions make sense that they keep and that they're kept. In Mitzrayim, they were distinct from the Mitzrayim, that is correct. But it's one big mishmash. I mean, what difference was there between Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, Shevet Levi, Shevet Yehuda in Chazal's in Mitzrayim? I mean, so what? I mean, it's meaningless. Shevet Levi, you could say, might be distinct because they held on to Emunah, like the Rambam says, and so on. But it's very, very strange to have this, to try to understand where was the makom for Shvatim, and yet you have that inyan of Shvatim, you have the inyan of Yichus. It says that later on that you have a yud and a hey in every Shevet, that Kadosh Baruch Hu stamped his imprimatur on the Shvatim, that nobody was Mizane except for one person, and the Pasuk mentions her, that Klal Yisrael was Tohar and not Mizane. So there seems to be an inyan of Klal Yisrael standing b'kedusha and keeping the Shvatim. The Rambam's lashon also is very interesting. The Rambam says that they sunk into Avodah Zarah until HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kimat, it was almost liberated, and Kimat Ma'avos Hashem Son Meshavos Hashvul Avraham Vinu Osam Hashabenu Rabbi Shlokal Neviim V'Sholchei. There's a piece here in the Rambam that sticks out. The Rambam says, "Umeolam le'ovat shevet Levi avodas kochavim." So, if that would have been the way in which the Hatzolah came, in other words, we sunk into Mitzrayim, Shevet Levi kept the faith, and Shevet Levi rejuvenated Klal Yisrael, fine. That makes sense. Why the Rambam brings it in? It's not. The Rambam says, "Me'avas Hashem Oysonu." Also, Moshe Rabbeinu Rambam Shlokal Neviim Meshalcho. He took Moshe Rabbeinu and made Rambam Shlokal Neviim. It was an extraordinary event. It wasn't the natural Shevet Levi's Harbatzas Torah. So why does he have to stick in Oilu Lavet Shevet Levi's Kecham? The main flow of the Rambam is Emunah was what Klal Yisrael was all about. In Mitzrayim, it almost disappeared. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of his Ava, because of his Shomeres HaShvul Avraham Avinu, brought us Moshe Rabbeinu. It is true that Shevet Levi was an observer, but it's not relevant at all to what he's saying. I mean, it's very extraneous. He's killed saying, and by the way, don't think everybody was bad. It was also Shevet Levi was good. Not the Rambam's derech is to focus on what he's saying. There's another inyan, I guess, parallel to this, is Bechlal, the inyan of Sefer Yuchsin in Torah. There's a Gemara in Psachim that somebody came to learn Sefer Yuchsin, and he pushed him away, and he said, we don't learn Sefer Yuchsin with people from Lud. And then in Chazal, somewhere about a Merav, that Miyoyim Shenigna Sefer Yuchsin Yisrael, from the day that Sefer Yuchsin was taken from Klal Yisrael, Echosh Choyneim V'Tosh Koychon, Klal Yisrael lost its ability to really function. It says there was 400 gemalim worth of Sefer Yuchsin. Very hard to understand. It's veiled. It's hard to understand what exactly is the Sefer Yuchsin. The Rashi says somewhere it's a Sefer told us Hayomim that, and the Gemara, it says Choshen Neim, Rashi says that they lost Taimei Torah. That they don't know Taimei Torah. So hard to understand what we're referring to, what exactly is it, but whatever it is, it's called Sefer Yuchsin. Whatever it is, it has to do with the Yichas of Klal Yisrael. If it's a Taimei Torah written Kifiseida Yuchsin, I don't know. It's hard to know what it is referring to. But I don't understand, what is Sefer Yuchsin anything more than a dry, mechanical record. He was born to him, he was born to him. It's nogea lahalacha for a koyin, for duchne, for doing avoida. Grusha, chlutza, pseida. It has some dry technical halachic practical nafkuminis. But what's Sefer Yuchsin, a treasure of Klai Yisrael, that the day that we lost our Sefer Yuchsin, we don't know and we're gone and so on and so forth. Very, very strange inyan. So let's try to understand a little bit, understand this nekuda, and from that we'll understand the mechus of Golos Mitzrayim, and in a certain sense the mechus of all the Golias. When we ask ourselves, we spoke a little bit last week, Matzoy Shabbos, when we spoke a little bit the moral of Yaakov being soif. When we to ask ourselves, what is in emuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's the emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, and there's the emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Borei Olam. There's emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Hashgacha. Those are all emunos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one more segment, and like we mentioned last week, we asked, why is the belief in Mashiach Ikri Amunah? The fact that it's true doesn't make something Ikri Amunah. Ikri Amunah means that it relates to the core rather than to corollaries and so on and so forth. If a person doesn't believe that Yitzchak went to Gror, then he's a kaifer also. If he thinks that the Torah is wrong on that count, it's the same kaifer as if he denies that Moshe Rabbeinu's father was Amram. It doesn't make a difference. The fact that Mashiach is true doesn't make it Ikra Emuna. And we explain that just like believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Koach in the Bria is an ikur, and that's an obvious ikur. The understanding that the Bria is designed with purpose is the same ikur emuna. If a person would understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dumped the Bria out to the world, and then the Bria can do what it feels like, and there's no tachlis in it, and it's not going towards a tachlis, then he's eliminated HaKadosh Baruch Hu as yiyah. You're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hoya, he created Hoiva, but there's no Yia, there is no sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu directing the world towards any design or purpose. So the future really is Mufka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purvey. You could put it technically into Emunah and Yediyah, but it's broader than that. You know, it's the very sense that the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the omnipotent stops with the today, and tomorrow is open, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no tachlis in the Bria, and if he had a tachlis, the Bria could decide on its own tachlis or not decide a tachlis and not go anywhere with it. If a person lives with the sense that the same thread that started 5,700 years ago did not have its purpose built into it, then that is lacking in the fullness of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So belief in Mashiach is the Tachlis HaBriya. This is what the Bria was meant to look like. This is the goal of what the Bria is to look like. If a person doesn't believe in it, then he's lacking, then he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is time-bound. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't express himself in the future and the Tachlis of the Bria. So the Emunah in Mashiach is an Emunah in the Etzem HaGedorah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hoya Hoya V'Yia, in the Yia part of it. In Koiches of Adam, so there's a theological chelik, a sichlistic chelik, of does a person believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a tachlis, and what is the tachlis, and so on and so forth, and can we opt out of the tachlis? Those are sichlistic chelis, and that would be relevant to Avodah Zarah, Munah, Kfir, etc. On a personal level, in Koches HaNefesh of a person, that plays itself out in the world of Arayas and Zivug and so on. In other words, a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person so that a person is a total, he is the sum total of what went into him, and he's one link in a chain that's progressing towards something. Now let's give a mushel, and we'll understand. When a person if you have a pipe that's going somewhere, the water flows from the beginning till the end. If you make a hole on the side, the water sprouts out on all sorts of places on the side. In other words, it can either be going in a forward motion, in a vertical motion, or it could be going in horizontally, going in all directions. The koyach of taiva pulls the person into the now. When a person is when a person gets married, so the pshat is the two people tie their asid together. They say, okay, we are now creating a home to have children to continue and carry forth that which we started. That's the metzias of kedusha. When a person is mezaneh, so I saw something that gives me pleasure now in this direction, I saw something that gives me pleasure in this direction, that direction, other direction, and it goes off in every direction. It's everything is totally in the here and the now. So b'meila, my direction is only, I look around me to see what I can find on my right side, on my left side, in the front, in the back. Wherever there's taiva to be had, that's what I have. It is bechlal not with a future dicker cook, because taiva is always the today rather than tomorrow. So the same inyan that exists on a sikhlistika level exists on a nafshistika level in the world of taiva in the most strong form, in the strongest form, in the world of zivug and bias. Whatever is there with a view to the future is kedusha, and whatever is there for the now and the here is taiva. And that's why we mentioned last week that when Yosef HaTzadik, when Yaakov was shocked by the children, he said, "I see something wrong." He showed him shtar kedusha and ksuba. In other words, I mean, pnuya is not a terrible avera, before Matan Torah, but then it's not his children. It's the accident. It's the result, just like Lahavdol, maybe not Lahavdol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bria that things need to spread and propagate. So an animal walks and brushes by on some seeds that stick on. It eats a seed because it's hungry, and part of the collateral damage or positive effect is that it later leaves seeds, droppings in other places, and the seeds sprout. So the animal itself had nothing to do with it. The animal can't walk by and say, "Ah, I planted this garden." The animal ate and left its waste products, and the seeds sprouted. When a person's mahalach is taiva, then he didn't create the future. The future is an accident of what he of his taiva. It's a collateral effect. It's not what he was doing. So in the realm of kedusha and versus snus, snus means a straying. In other words, instead of going the straight and the narrow, the person strays. He looks at the horizontal instead of the vertical. He likes the grass on this side, likes the grass on that side. That's snus. It's very interesting. The lashon that it says in Mitzrayim, on Knainim it says shtufei arayis. On Mitzrayim it says shtufei zima. Zima, the Gemara says, what's zima? So the Gemara says in Yevamos, Zima is Zumahi, that if a person, what happens in the world of Zima is, people have children without any clue who's whose sister and mother and brother and daughter. It's Hefka. So the Gemara says, Zuma, is she my sister? Is she my daughter? Is she my wife? Is she my mother? No idea. It's everything is Hefka. In other words, when you Zima pinpoints the chisaron and arayas of not having any sense, I'm not coming and I'm not going anywhere. I saw in a cave I like, and I live with her. That's what it is. So there is no sense over there of any vertical line whatsoever. It's a scattering of taiva, and you completely erase any sense of mahalach and so on. That is, so Mitzrayim was on the theological level, on the sixth level was Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah says, whatever is convenient now, I worship. Wherever, if rain is going to come from here, I worship this. If you were to tell Oyver Avodah Zarah, you know, this God is a good God, but he's not going to be giving you rain now, he'll say, well, I couldn't care less if it's a good God or a bad God. Who's the rain God? And I need the rain. And it's like if I go shopping somewhere and I want to buy bread, so someone will tell me, this baker's a big tzaddik, this baker's not so good. I really couldn't care less. I mean, whoever's got the bread to sell, I'll buy. Over and over, the Zohar is now oriented. There's no tachlis in it. It's not leading to a good life, a better life, a tachlis for life. There are kohos in the world that you got to deal with, and you got to pay them off. And whatever koach and however it works, fine. So Avodah Zarah is besides being on a piece of wood or whatever it is, it's also the whole mahus of it is to live for the now. There's no such metzias. You'll have many rough years, but it's the right thing because it'll give you to good tachlis. Well, that's not what I'm in it for. Get me the God that's willing to do business now, and if the price is right, we'll do it. That's how Avodah Zarah. On the expression on the nafshistika level, the expression of what it means in terms of a person's own koches nefesh, it's arayas and zima versus kedusha. Zima spreads the person out in all directions, whatever is taiva now, and kedusha puts it down as a mahalach in the future. That's the pshat in Sefer Yuchsin. Sefer Yuchsin is the ability to see and understand Klal Yisrael in its mahalach, where it's coming from and where it's going to. We deher Klal Yisrael as a dynasty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built, no one person in himself can realize the tachlis. No one person can go from Breishis till Seif Kol HaDeiros. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to build it as a tower. So I've got to deher my yichus, not just for information and for boasting purposes. It means this is what was built up. And it's just like a person who walks into a company and he's brought in to move a company forward. He has to sit down and say, let's understand where we came from. How was it started? What was it geared? What things have been happening all along? And so on. The ability to take something and see it as a hemshech, that's yuchsin. That's why it says, the eyes got dark. It says, Ezu chochem haroyas hanoilad. In other words, you have to see things as a step by step. And if you don't know where you came from, then you don't know where you're going to. If you don't hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down an Avram, and a Yitzhak on top of that, and a Yaakov on top of that, and a Levi or Yisach on top of that, and so on and so forth, then we don't know where we're going to. So Sefer Yuchsin is that Inyan in Klal Yisrael where we deher the Mahalach, that events are not just events as they happen, to be dealt with the here and the now, but to see how it places itself on a hemshich of going somewhere. So Yaakov Avinu, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Womiyasek Yisrael. The Shvatim are the beginning of the first threads of Yuchsin and Klal Yisrael. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and so on. At that moment, when they went into Mitzrayim, there was no real significance to the designation of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. There was no Avodah Beis HaMikdash, there was no Nachlis. You're right, 100%. It's a meaningless designation. But they held on to the Yichus, because their understanding was, if there are 12 Shvatim, each one with his own bracha, then each person is a link to a future yad, to a future destiny. And right now, I need to hold on to the thread. I don't know what it's there for yet. But I would be wrong to wake up and say, I am who I am, and I'm coming from no place and going no place. That's the hefech of what it was supposed to be. So ve'ela shmos bnei Yisrael, aboy Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael comes into Mitzrayim, is the pshat, Yaakov Avinu planted a seed of Yud Bei Shvatim, so they came in as Yud Bei Shvatim, and they held on to that yichus of Yud Bei Shvatim. The Akadosh Baruch Hu was made that nobody there stepped out of the bounds of his yichus, except for one that's pointed out. But they didn't mix into Mitzrayim, and each one kept his thread. The Rambam says, and I think that's what the Rambam says, that all and everything disintegrated except for Shevet Levi that never ever worshipped Zohar. The Rambam puts a very emphatic nekuda that Shevet Levi was radically different than anybody else. I think what he means to say is somebody was holding on to the Mesiris as even where everything else was disintegrating. In other words, while in a chinami, every single person was disintegrating, but Shevet Levi is the same. In other words, the Sefer Yuchsin stayed because there was one Nekuda that was very clear all along about what's happening. And b'meila, the entire Klal Yisrael sits around that Nekuda. The Medrash of Yedarshins, Ve'elah Shmos Yisrael, so Yedarshins Shema Shel Geula. And each and every one of them is connected a certain shame of Gula. Reuven is Hashem on Ya'amoy, Shimon is Hashem, and so on. What Chazal mean to say is, what are you trying to say? I mean, the Torah says why each name was given. Each and every name was given with the Torah writing exactly why it was given. What's the pshat Shema Shel Geula? So Mele, if Reuven would have changed their names, like Chayes Moshe Rabbeinu has so many names, we have a new set of names for Geula. But it's not the truth. What Chazal, the oimek of what Chazal are telling us is, if you hold on to the name that you were given, the Geula lies in that name as well. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoive V'yiyah, and it's not Hoya Hoive V'yiyah, but it's one name. It's Yudke Vavke, which means Hoya Hoive V'yiyah. It means that there is no difference. That what was and what is and what will be is just three aspects of the same line. So just like a very good, for instance, a very good historian looks at 1,000 details and 100 years and puts it together as one. He finds the underlying flow, the underlying current it was a struggle of people to free themselves. Sometimes express self this way, sometimes express self that way. Some things were reactions to it. But a chacham is somebody that can look at a mad jumble of thousands of facts and find the nekuda that of hemsha that's going there. There is a sense that is like that. There's a sense that the world is not random, that it's going someplace. So b'meila, the shemus, especially shina shmam and malbusham, the l'shinam. L'shina shmam means in the name that they were given lies the destiny as well. If they hold on to Reuven, then in Reuven they see their sheirish, and in Reuven they see their destiny. In each period differently. So when they go into the Golos, they're coming in with a name that was, that the Golos will be Megala, how what will be lies in that name. The name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the aspect of Havaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala in the Golos was Eke. Like it says, he told him, Eke, I'll be with you in this Golos as I'll be in all the other Golos. And Moshe Rabbeinu tied it to him. I mean, I can't tell him that. They're going to be devastated. So many Golos. So he said, you're right, I just told him Eke. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was, and he agreed to Moshe not to reveal it to them, but that was the emes. The name of Golos in Klal Yisrael is Erke. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Golos of Klal Yisrael is the Shem Erke. It's the name of how Klal Yisrael's Metzias is going for a future. I saw once the Meshech Chochma, he says in Pashas Boy, I think. He says an extraordinary nekuda. He speaks about Shina Shmam, Shema Bushlam, Shin Lashinam. He says, you know, I don't understand. He says, it says that they were Nichshon Avodah Zarah, like the Rambam says. It says that they, you know, all other Inyanim. There wasn't very much in Klal Yisrael. These Inyanim, Shina Shmam, Labushlam, Lashinam, are very nice Inyanim. They are Inyanim of Milas, nice, and you know, it's an Inyan to wear Levushit, it's an Inyan to this. So how do you weigh one against the other? How is it Shayach that's the Schus that kept him when everything else fell apart? So he says, Klaisel goes through different Tkufas. There's a Tkufa of Gulam and Klaisel's Alad Muslim. Klaisel's able to do what they're supposed to do. And in that sense, the mitzvahs d'oraisa are the most chashuv things, mitzvahs d'rabbanan, and shleishinah shmam abusham is minhagim that are very nice. There are times when Klal Yisrael is struggling for its very mitzias, like when Klal Yisrael was in the Golos of Mitzrayim. Holding on to their mitzias is the avoda in the Golos. In that situation, the only thing they have is to hold on to who they are, and not lose the understanding that they're a product of a sheirish and going someplace. That's the way he says it. It's nogea, I mean, this is all nogea in, obviously, in Klal Yisrael, and it's an understanding of Golos and Geula and the Tachlis of Golos and different Kufis and Klal Yisrael and so on. It's also important in understanding a person's self and a person's tachlis and avoda. Our biggest, when a person is young especially, and the scope of his sight is limited, he's 20 years old, of which this count a dozen or 13 years, so his scope of seeing events is a few years. And he judges things by now, by how well things go now and here and so on and so forth. And that's a lot of times very difficult. A person has to understand, A, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a life of 120 years. We are what we are at 120. The we who we are is at 120. Not today, not tomorrow. It's the entire scope of a person's life. And a person can and should understand who he is and what he is by where I'm going to. It's not it's never a snapshot. It's always a long mahalach. But the truth is, it's even more than that, and we need to understand it. The tachlis of Klal Yisrael has always been, people gave everything they had for the generations to come. This is an inyan that was so hepech umas olam, Baruch Hashem. Umas olam says, I'd like to plan a career. What's the best life I can live? Let's consider if having children fits into the picture. I might want to have some children at a certain time. I might not. They drain resources and time. On the other hand, they're cute. You know, it's a shikul of how does it fit into the picture of my pleasure and so on and so forth. That's the stachlis of umas olam. The stachlis of Klal Yisrael is, I am Klal Yisrael l'doyreisav, starting from the Avos till Melech HaMashiach, is building a certain binyan. And every single dor takes it from one point to another point. And it's true as Yiridus HaDoyris, but Yiridus means the situation, the circumstances are difficult. But every layer of accomplishment is, it's always like when you build when you do a house or whatever it is, it's the last work that takes the longest. I was able to take my father, what he gave over, and bring it to point A. And it is my job to put people into place that will move it to point B, and will bring children move it to point C, and so on. Deiris, Seif Kala Deiris, Yichus is innately Klal Yisrael's Metzius, because Klal Yisrael doesn't live ever for the now. Living for the now is Kfira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu encompasses the Deiris. The year are all a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My confirmation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a year is if my Avodah is also Yiyadik. In other words, I say to myself, this is where I can take it to. I once heard a Gevaldik Vart, a very moving Vart, because it was Morgeta person also. Somebody made a bris for a grandchild named after his father. This person's father was a Pashto Yid, didn't get very far. His son is a very Chashav Talmud Chacham. And he spoke at his grandson's bris. And he said, it says by David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David, you know, he says, I know that you gathered everything to build a bias, but you're not going to build a bias for me, your son Shlomo will build a bias, so on and so forth. And he asked, going through the psukim, it sounds almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teasing him deliberately, maliciously almost, Chas Shalom. Keilu, you know, you tried very hard, you did so much as on that, well, I've got news for you, you're not going to do it, your son will do it. How are you talking? So the person said, every single person's ambitions in life are greater than what he can accomplish. Ambition is always a headlight looking ahead. You'll never ever reach the end of the headlight. It's a person's always has dreams beyond where he is. The greatest besura taiva you can tell a yid is that your son will continue building where you left off. That's what a yid wants. And it doesn't make a difference, it's not grand visions. It's the pshat. What I did is an avodah of 120 years, and then there'll be another 120 years, another 120 years, and it'll span itself through the dayos. That's the histaklus on a person's own life, to look at things in long term, not now. It's a stachlus mitzad tachlus in life, that the tachlus is to be as good as I can and bring a child who will take from where I left off to go weiter, and to have his children who will go the next step and so on and so forth. This says in the Pasuk, I forgot who says, it says, Haboyim Yashris Yaakov, Yotze Zafarach Yisrael. So it's a very, very, the Lashon grammatically is very difficult. It's not Haboyim Yashresh Yaakov. It's Aboyim Hishrish Yaakov. In other words, those who came into Mitzrayim, Yaakov had already planted them, rooted them. The pasuk, depending on what the pasuk is alluding to, it's grammatically very difficult. And the answer is, you know that something is rooted by the flowers that come out. In other words, the work when you plant something, when something flowers, you realize it has become, it had been rooted. The gilui lemafreya lies in the asid. So haboyim yashakov means when there's yatzat zefarach Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael flowers, you later realize where it came from. Klal Yisrael's work is always, and it's the hard work because you don't see it. Every avodah we do in every level that we spoke about is a pchina of shrashim, because Klal Yisrael's timelessness is not just there'll always be a yid around, the kashrut will never let it be destroyed. That, but every moment, it's Klal Yisrael's timeless is not that it's segmented. In every single moment in time, you'll always find Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's timelessness is just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, the Hoya Hoyviyi is one name of Avaya. It's one straight line from what was to what is to what will be. Klal Yisrael has it in themselves that whatever they do, the shroshim that others put into us, and remembering that we're products of, we're Shevet Levi, we're Shevet Reuven, we're Shevet Shimon, and we have a yichus to that, we have a line drawing us to that, also allows us to extrapolate and to say what we're doing is work that's planting something, and when the Seif Kaderis comes, Haboyim Yashus Yaakov.